creating knowledge for people so they know what facilities and what amenities will be there if and unfortunately when the inclement weather comes and where power eventually will be. Hopefully not too often, but could possibly be knocked out. And it's just to have a roadmap then. Like I have to say, to date, the council in the response last year done an excellent job, and you could not, you know, find fault with a lot of it. But it's, what we're trying to do now is to create, you know, not, you know, a bit of certainty for people that they know where they can go, because there's a lot of vulnerable people out there. I'm not just talking about, you know, your phone charging or whatever. You know, I'm talking about people who need access to, you know, whatever type of facilities they might have. They may have medical devices, they may have other things that they need to get done. And it's just important that we know where, and we all of us on the council, not just myself, we're very keen to ensure that we have mobile generators in the area. Hopefully in all of the municipal districts and anywhere, hopefully three or four of them, you know, if best, that they can be in a situation then that people be able to access. And it's not just the mobile generators, but I mean, that's the key thing here. When the storm comes, it's the power that goes and it's the electricity that will be required. So it's just about finding out what the plan is for the incoming winter and then being able to deliver to the people so they know where they can go.
It'll be interesting to see what the council come back with, because there was some early indicators here that something like maybe one additional generator that I read or hear somewhere would be made available to each municipal district, whereas that would be welcomed. At the same time, it's hardly enough.
I'd have to agree with you on that, John. I mean, look, and again, this all comes down to money, and it won't be the council's fault. I mean, I'm sure the council will provide as many generators as it can, but they have a limited budget as well. But we will be pushing hard to get more than one, new, you know, two to three, hopefully, because it is quite a big municipal district too. If you go from Tullaghan the whole way down to Drumcairn, I mean, having one just wouldn't really be suitable. But nonetheless, that's where we are now, and we have to see what they're able to come back with. But that's the critical thing here. People have a small bit of certainty that when the storm does come, that there's somewhere that they can go to get, you know, what they need to kind of keep going for the period of time that they will be without power. And it creates that, you know, that bit of understanding then, and that kind of mehel as well, where we're all coming together to try and, you know, get through the storm, pardon the pun.